state officials expect future major storms to damage our beaches more than Superstorm Sandy did. That means Rhode Island sand needs will continue to grow as we experience more extreme weather events, says Grover Fugate. He's the executive director of the Coastal Resources Management Council.
Offshore sand and gravel is a logical source to look at for some of those projects. So what we wanted to do is start to do that work in advance of the actual need.
The federal grant will allow state officials and researchers at the University of Rhode Island to look for sand resources in federal waters. They'll also collaborate with New England states to assess the environmental impacts of extracting sand and gravel from the ocean. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.